yesterday over South Carolina, a welcome sight to many people there after a rainy weather system parked itself over the state last week and drenched it. It could be a while before the soaked parts of the southeastern state dry out. Some rivers there, which have already flooded, might not hit their highest points for another 2 weeks. This is being described as a thousand-year storm, meaning there's a one-in-a-thousand chance this would happen in any given year. Nature has had to find ways to cope. Experts say fire ants can band together to create a floating raft like this one until they find dry ground. The effects of the flooding on people are even more visible.
Officials in South Carolina waking up to lingering fears that more catastrophic flooding and new dam breaches could be on the way.
From the river standpoint, we haven't hit the worst of it yet.
Nine dams failing, buckling under the pressure of historic rains. Some areas seeing more than 20 inches. The deluge to blame for more than a dozen deaths in the Carolinas.
Just because the rain stops does not mean that we are out of the woods.
This road collapsed in Lugoff, claiming the life of a man driving with a female passenger. The vehicle careening through barricades. She survived, pulled from the overturned wreckage amid rushing water. In Ridgeville, a chilling rescue of a different kind. Floodwaters unearthing caskets from a nearby cemetery.
Somebody's family out there.
We gotta show respect. This is respect. We gotta respect the dead.
This man risking his own life, venturing into waist-deep water, pushing a casket to shore. In the hard-hit area of downtown Columbia, the Congaree River peaking to the highest it's been in decades, covering interstate roads, leaving homes underwater, and washing out bridges. Now at least six nearby states sending emergency workers into South Carolina for added flood relief. So far, 1,300 National Guard members are on duty, crews in Black Hawk helicopters leading statewide rescue efforts.
Sad because people have lost their businesses, they've lost homes, and it affected everybody across the board. It did not discriminate.
The devastation prompting President Obama to declare South Carolina a major disaster area, ordering federal aid.